two kinds of potatoes.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And then we grow the sweet potatoes.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
We grow lots of them.
Mm-hmm. What about those things that make you cry when you cut them?
Onions.
Did you grow them?
Lord, we used to grow 4 or 5 bushels of them.
Oh, you did?
Well, we had so many to feed, you know,
of
and I'd make soup and I'd make salad, and we used so many of them.
Yeah. Well, did you ever have the kind that you just pull and while they're still green?
Yes, we used to eat green onions. And we had two rows of winter onions through our garden. And we had winter onions, we had green onions all winter. Because in the fall of the year when it began to get cold, we'd put straw over them. And just in time of the year, we'd go out there and catch down in there and get green onions.
Uh-huh.
Well, we had green onions all year round.
Well, I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, you can do that.
I really Well, what you were telling me about making a soup, what all would you put in a soup when you made one?
Well, I'd put all kinds of vegetables.
Uh-huh.
Potatoes and onions and tomatoes and cabbage and carrots and if I had some shelly beans, put some of them in. Just make a big pot full of vegetable soup.
What about okra?
Okra. Yeah, we always grow lots of okra.
Uh-huh.
And fry a big skillet full of okra. Some of them like to boil okra, and some like to okra put on top of fried potatoes.
Oh, really?
Just fall apart, you know, lay that around on after the potatoes got done, and then just kind of let them steam. The okra didn't take them long to cook, you know. It was good that way. We fixed it in every way.
You just fixed it in every way? Yeah. Well, did you ever dry any fruit?
Yes, we dried peaches and apples, about a sackful.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
when it would dry, would it get off?
Yeah, just dry up, you know, to a great big piece that big wouldn't be moving that big.
It would just kind of swivel.
And but then when we wanted to cook them ourselves, we'd put in warm water, you know, and it'd swell up again.
Oh, it would?
Yeah.
And you mean it would get all, first it'd get all,
Yes, it'd swell out and be its natural size then.
Wow.
And then, then we cook that and make fried pies and pan pies.
Now, when you first dry them,
you put that out on the shelf. And we had ours in the garden.
Yeah.
And just spread it out on a big long table of a thing in the hot sun. And every evening we'd go and cover it up with some paper. Sometimes just take a thin sheet and cover it, keep the dew off of it.
And you keep them out there until they...
And just keep them out there until they dried till it was all...
Would that kind of swivel?
Yeah, and they'd swivel up, you know. And as long as there's any juice in it, well, we let them stay out there. When it got to where we could break a piece, and it would not have
And then
juice.
That's when, if you could break a piece, that's how you know.
That they're dry, and you have to bring in and put them in sacks and keep them.
Well, then, of course, then they'd shrink up, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they'd shrink up till a piece that big.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be any bigger than that when they did.
And then they just
spread out and just swell up, you know, and be as big as ever. Wouldn't take them long to cook after you soaked them a while, you know, they'd come back to the right size and wouldn't take them long to cook.
That's amazing. Now, on the beans that you grow, what kinds of beans would you grow?
Well, we grow the stick beans, the Kentucky Wonder beans, and the Strangler's green pod, they was a bunch bean, you know, but the Kentucky Wonders had to be stuck. They run up on poles, you know. Then we grew the lima beans, they wasn't very big. And